天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴与您在天路导向节目相遇。我们经常在牧师讲道中听到顺服就必蒙福这样的话，到底真的是这样吗？麦克牧师继续透过彼得前书来和我们分享如何蒙福并成为别人的祝福，请安静我们的心，一起来听麦克牧师的分享吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome to this broadcast from First Peter.
欢迎你收听彼得前书里的信息。
And today we're going to look at chapter 3, beginning at verse 8.
今天我们要看第三章，从第八节开始。
And the Apostle Peter tells us that parents must be an example to their children.
使徒彼得告诉我们，父母必须以身作则，成为儿女的榜样。
If you are joining us for the first time,
如果这是你第一次收听我们的节目，
I want to remind you of the fact that we are talking about being blessed and being a blessing.
让我告诉你，我们正在讲的信息是蒙福和成为别人的祝福。
And Peter has been telling us that we must develop our blesser's characteristics.
彼得告诉我们，必须要培养我们的赐福者的美德。
If you have a Bible, you can look into 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 11.
如果你有圣经，请翻开彼得前书第三章第八到十一节。总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心，不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。因为经上说，人若爱生命，愿享美福，需要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，也要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。
He said there are five things that we must do.
他说有五件我们必须做的事。
You will live in harmony with others.
要跟别人和睦相处。
You will be sympathetic and compassionate.
要有慈悲怜悯的心。
You will know how to truly love people.
知道如何真实的爱人。
And you will know what it is like to walk in true humility before God.
知道什么是在神面前存谦卑的心。
And because the core of humility is obedience,
因为谦卑的核心就是顺服。
Peter said,
彼得说,
You will know how not to be vengeful.
你将学会不以恶报恶。
When do you learn these things?
你什么时候学习这些功课呢?
Peter is saying that you can learn these things at any age.
彼得说你可以在任何年龄学习这些功课。
If the Holy Spirit of God has come into your life and regenerated your heart,
如果圣灵已经进入你的生命并更新了你的心意，
and if Jesus is your Savior and Lord,
如果耶稣是你的救主和生命的主，
He can give you that identity at any time and develop these characteristics in you.
他随时都会赐给你那尊贵的身份，并在你内心培养属灵的美德。
But you have to be willing to let go.
但你必须愿意放下自我。
But these things can be learned best when we are children.
然而学习这些功课的最好时机还是在我们年幼的时候。
It is hard when we are an adult.
当我们成年后就比较困难了。
Children learn these things best.
孩子时期学习的效果最好。
When they see how these qualities of love, humility, and forgiveness are exhibited in the lives of their parents,
当他们从父母身上看见彼此相爱、谦卑饶恕的美德时，
They will grow up knowing how to practice these things.
他们长大后也会照样实行。
But if you did not have such a home,
如果你不是在这样的家庭成长的话，
It is never too late.
为时还不晚。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you can experience these things firsthand from the one who loved you.
因为你可以直接从深爱你的那一位那里体验这一切。
You can experience these things firsthand from the one who blessed you richly.
你可以直接从大大赐福给你的那一位那里体验这一切。
You can model Christ in his peace, loving and peace-giving.
你可以效法基督祥和的爱以及平安的赐予。
You can model Christ in his sympathy for others who suffer.
你可以效法基督怜悯苦难中的人。
You can model Christ in his loving of the unlovable.
你可以效法基督去爱那些不值得爱的人。
You can model Christ by not repaying evil for evil.
你可以效法基督不以恶报恶。
When parents do not personally know Jesus Christ,
如果父母不认识耶稣基督，
All of the money in the world will not help their children.
那么即使花尽全世界的金钱，也不能帮助他们的孩子。
All of the gadgets and the toys in the world will not help their children.
全世界的玩具或新发明的玩意儿，也不能帮助他们的孩子。
With very few exceptions, loving parents will ultimately have loving children.
除了极少数的例外，通常有爱心的父母就能培养出有爱心的子女。
My listening friends, this is very important.
亲爱的朋友，这是很重要的。
With some exception, compassionate parents will ultimately have compassionate children.
除了某些例外，通常有同情心的父母就能培养出有同情心的子女。
With some exceptions, forgiving parents will ultimately have forgiving children.
除了某些例外，通常乐于饶恕的父母就能培养出乐于饶恕的子女。
And when Jesus Christ is the foundation and the model,
当耶稣基督成为我们的根基和模范时，
being peaceful,
和平，
being compassionate,
怜悯，
loving and forgiving,
爱心饶恕，
will be as natural and as essential as eating and drinking,
就会跟吃饭喝水一样那么自然不可缺少了。
But without Christ, it is impossible.
但若没有基督，就不可能有这些个美德。
Peter is telling us to imitate the one who not only talks a good game.
彼得告诉我们，要效法的那一位不仅有好的教训，
But to imitate the one who lived perfect, sinless, and holy life.
更要效法他圣洁、完全无罪的生活。
Peter said, "Do that, and your blesser will bless you even more."
彼得说，如果你这么做，赐恩的神会赐下更多的福气。
Look at verse 9.
请看第九节。
So that you may obtain a blessing.
好叫你们承受福气。
Next, Peter tells us in verses 13 to 17.
接着彼得在十三节到十七节里说，你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌，只要心里尊主基督为圣。有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品性的人自觉羞愧。神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦，总强如因行恶受苦。
Jesus was not defensive toward his enemies.
耶稣没有抵抗他的敌人。
When he was dragged before Herod and Pontius Pilate,
当他被解到希律王和比拉多面前时，
he could have threatened them.
他大可以威胁他们。
He could have said, "You just wait, I'm going to heat up hell for you."
他可以对他们说，等着瞧，地狱之火就等着你们了。
Wouldn't have been a temptation to you or me to say that?
你和我大概都忍不住会这么说的。
But Jesus was God in human flesh.
而耶稣是神成为肉身。
He had all of his powers.
他有所有的能力。
Yet he did not threaten those who unjustly killed him.
但他并没有威胁那些不公义杀害他的人。
Jesus could have said, Do you know who you are talking to?
耶稣大可以对他们说，你们知道自己在对谁说话吗？
Do you know that I am the one who created the universe?
你们知道我就是宇宙的创造主吗？
And in the day of judgment, I'm going to destroy you.
在最后的审判日，我将要毁灭你们吗？
He could have said, You are going to pay for this.
他可以说，你们会有报应的。
You are crucifying the pure, sinless Son of God.
你们钉死的是纯洁无罪的上帝之子。
He could have threatened and said, I hope you are ready for an eternity in hell.
他可以威胁他们说，你们就等着到地狱去受永远的刑罚吧。
Where the worms do not die and the fire is not quenched.
在那里虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
But Jesus didn't say any of these things.
这些话耶稣一句都没说。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the one who said, Blessed are you when they insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
因为他曾说过，人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
He set the example himself.
他自己先立下了榜样。
When he was spat upon, he never threatened, nor was there retaliation in his voice.
当人们吐唾沫在他脸上，他没有恐吓他们，他的语气里也不带着仇恨。
They heard his message.
他们听到了他的信息。
They were invited to repent and turn to him.
他邀请他们悔改归向他。
But they rejected him.
然而他们拒绝了。
And they will reap the consequences of their rejection.
将来他们要为拒绝他而自食恶果。
Peter is saying that Jesus did not have to be defensive about it.
彼得说，耶稣不需要抵抗。
I want to tell you why.
让我告诉你为什么。
When you are confident of who you are,
当你确实知道自己是谁时，
When you are confident in what you believe,
当你肯定自己的信念时，
When you are confident in what you are committed to,
当你对自己所委身的目标具有信心时，
None of the false accusations matter to you.
那些毁谤诬告的话就不会影响你了。
It doesn't mean that you don't defend yourself.
并不是说你就不用为自己辩护。
That's not what I'm saying.
我不是这意思。
But deep down, it is not going to make a dent in your soul.
而是说，在你心底，这些诬告丝毫不能损伤你的灵魂。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus did not get defensive.
因为耶稣没有反抗。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus knew who he was.
因为耶稣知道他自己是谁。
Those who attack Christians,
那些攻击基督徒的人，
are like someone who's blindfolded with a sword in their hand.
就像手中拿着剑，眼睛却被蒙蔽的人。
Believers can see them, but they cannot see the believer.
基督徒看得见他们，他们自己却看不见。
They are waving their swords to the right and to the left.
他们左右挥舞着手中的剑。
They are jabbing the air all the time with their swords.
他们不断地挥剑向着空气冲刺。
Those who have eyes wide open wisely avoid them.
睁眼看得见的都聪明地避开了。
Looking at them that way, you can view them with sympathy.
眼看着他们这样，你会可怜他们的。
Looking at them this way, you can view them with compassion.
眼看着他们这样，你会同情他们。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I am as far away from you as you can imagine.
因为我已经避开你，躲得远远的了。
Look at verse 13.
请看第十三节。
Who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is right?
你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？
Peter is saying,
彼得的意思是说，
that if you sin and you pay the consequences of your sin,
如果你因为犯罪而吃苦受罪，
there is not much credit for that.
那是罪有应得，没什么可夸口的。
But if you are zealous for righteousness and you suffer,
但如果是为了热心行善而受苦，
There is a great deal of blessing for that.
你将会得到很大的赏赐。
Do you know that those who walk daily with God have an invisible shield?
你知道吗？每天与神同行的人都有一面无形的盾牌。
Look at Psalm 91.
请看诗篇第九十一篇。
It says,
那里说，
Those who dwell in the shadow of the Almighty,
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
You have an invisible shield.
你有那看不见的保护网。
That is why you can be confident.
所以你可以有信心。
That your enemy's sword will not touch you.
你敌人的剑刺不到你。
That your enemy's sword will not harm you.
你敌人的剑不能伤你。
You can say to your enemies, God really loves you.
你可以对你的敌人说，神真是爱你。
And that is why Peter said in 1 Peter 3:15,
所以彼得在彼得前书第三章十五节里说，
We must always be ready to give an account as to the hope that is within us.
要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
You never know when the person who's opposing you will ask you one day a question about the Lord.
因为你不知道哪一天这个反对你的人可能会问你有关主耶稣的事。
You never know when that person who is antagonistic toward your faith will get tired and exhausted from waving that sword around you and fighting God.
你不知道在哪一天这个敌对你信仰的人因为长期在你身边挥剑攻击抵挡神而感到精疲力尽时。
And finally recognize that he or she cannot fight the Lord, and then he will come to you and ask you about Jesus.
终于明白了，他跟神斗争是斗不过神的，于是来问你有关耶稣的事。
You never know when that person who is hostile to your faith,
你不知道在哪一天这个仇视你信仰的人
to help him or her to take down the blindfold,
需要你帮助他除去他的盲点。
When your identity is rooted in Christ,
当你的身份是根植于耶稣基督时，
you become compassionate like your blesser.
你就会像你的赐福者一样蛮有怜悯。
You will become sympathetic like your blesser.
你就会像你的赐福者一样蛮有同情。
Like your blesser, you will not be defensive toward your enemy.
你就会像你的赐福者一样不抵抗你的仇敌。
In chapter 3, verses 18 to 22,
在第三章十八节到二十二节，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。按着肉体说，他被治死；按着灵性说，他复活了。他借这灵，曾去传道给那些在监狱里的灵听。就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟神容忍等待的时候不信从的人，当时进入方舟借着水得救的不多，只有八个人。这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。耶稣已经进入天堂，在神的右边，众天使和有权柄的并有能力的都服从了他。
Peter said that you are self-assured about your destiny.
彼得说你可以掌握自己的命运。
No matter what may happen, you remain self-assured.
不论发生任何事，你都是有把握的。
Martin Luther said the body they may kill.
马丁路德说，他们可以杀我的身体，
But they cannot touch my soul because I'm going to be with Jesus forever.
但不能杀我的灵魂，因为我将要与主耶稣永远同在。
The one thing about the Lord Jesus is that he knew who he was.
耶稣清楚知道自己是谁，这点很重要。
He knew where he came from.
他知道自己从哪里来。
And he knew where he was going.
也知道自己要往哪里去。
And Peter said that is why the message of our Lord has never changed.
彼得说，所以主耶稣的信息是一贯不改变的。
Before his incarnation,
在他道成肉身之前，
He was the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament.
在旧约里，他是神的使者。
Peter said that through Noah, he preached the message of repentance before the flood.
彼得说，在大洪水之前，他通过挪亚向人传讲悔改的信息。
During his earthly life and earthly ministry, he had the same message.
当他来到世界上传道时，仍然是同一篇信息。
Repent and believe in me, I am God's Messiah.
当悔改，相信我，我是弥赛亚。
Sometime between the resurrection and the ascension, he even went to Hades.
在他复活之后，升天之前，他甚至去了阴间。
The place where souls awaited the judgment of God.
那是灵魂等候神审判的地方。
And he declared his lordship over death.
他在那里宣告自己已经胜过死亡。
My listening friend, this is very important.
亲爱的朋友，这一点很重要。
In 1 Peter 3:19,
彼得前书第三章十九节
is one of the toughest verses in the whole of the Bible.
是整本圣经中最难明白的经文之一。
People have debated it for 2,000 years.
两千年来，许多人一直在争论。
But here's the bottom line.
但最起码可以这么说。
Sometime between his death and resurrection,
从他死亡到复活之间。
The Lord Jesus Christ went to the place where the dead souls of unbelievers and demon spirits reside.
主耶稣基督曾经去一个地方，就是那些不信神的人死后的灵魂和邪灵鬼魔停留的所在。
And there he declared his lordship and victory.
他在那里宣告自己的得胜并掌权。
He declared that he has shed his blood on the cross just as it was foretold.
他宣告自己已经照着预言所说，在十字架上流出宝血。
Even from the time of Adam all the way through the Old Testament.
这预言是早在亚当的时代，并贯穿了整个旧约时期，一直在预告的。
He declared that he and he alone is the Savior of the world.
他宣告唯有他才是全世界的救赎主。
He declared that he and he alone is the judge who will judge the world.
他宣告唯有他才是这世界的大法官，他要审判全世界。
He declared that he and he alone has paid the price for sin and conquered death.
他宣告唯有他才能偿还罪的工价并战胜死亡。
What is the point that Peter is making here?
那么彼得在这里究竟要说些什么呢？
The point is this.
他的重点是
Jesus, the righteous one who suffered for unrighteousness,
耶稣就是义的代替不义的受苦，
has now been exalted to the place of power and majesty.
他已被提升到尊荣而有权柄的至高地位。
And Peter is saying to believers,
彼得对基督徒说，
If you remain faithful to the Lord no matter what, you too will be vindicated.
只要你对主忠心到底，不论如何，主必定会为你伸冤平反。
He is saying that the ark of Noah is a picture of Jesus Christ.
他说当年挪亚的方舟就是预表耶稣基督。
Just like those who were inside the ark were safe from the flood.
在方舟里的人都可以逃避洪水而得救。
Those who are in Christ Jesus will be safe for eternity.
同样的，在耶稣基督里的人也可以从永远的灭亡中得救。
Just like those in the ark were secure inside of it.
正如在方舟里的人是安全的。
Those who are in the Lord will be secure both here and forever.
在主耶稣里的人，不论是今生或永恒，都是安全的。
The onslaught of hell cannot harm you when you are in the Lord.
当你安然在主里，地狱的攻击就不能伤害你。
The roaring of lions cannot scare you when you are in the Lord.
当你安然在主里，那吼叫的狮子就不能吓唬你。
The storm of life may blow and howl from every side, but you are safe in Jesus.
人生的风暴可能从四面八方向你咆哮吹袭，但你在耶稣里安然无事。
Like Jesus, you may walk into hell itself.
你可能也像耶稣一样进入人间地狱。
But only to preach Christ there, not to dwell there.
但却是在那里传讲耶稣，而不是永远住在那里。
Like Jesus, you may experience the depth of Hades.
你可能也像耶稣一样 暂时落在阴间的深渊里。
But only so you can have an opportunity to witness for the Lord because you don't belong there.
但那是让你为主做见证的机会，你并不属于那个地方。
Like Jesus,
就像耶稣，
you will be in glory.
你将得到荣耀。
And with the glorified Jesus,
并和荣耀的耶稣，
you will spend eternity.
永远同在。
If you die today, will you go to heaven?
如果你今天就面临死亡，你会到天堂去吗？
Do you know that for sure?
你有这把握吗？
If not, then you are not a believer.
如果你没有把握，你就不是基督徒。
If you say, I hope so, then you're not a believer.
如果你说，我希望我会，那你也还不是基督徒。
But today, you can be assured of heaven.
但今天，你就可以得到上天堂的保证。
When you surrender your life to Jesus Christ,
只要你肯把自己的生命完全交托给耶稣基督。
When you accept his gift of salvation,
当你接受他所赐的救恩时。
When you repent of your sin and turn to him,
当你认罪悔改归向他时。
And you can pray with me this prayer.
现在请你就跟我一起祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督，
I come to you.
我来到你面前。
I repent of my sin.
承认我的罪并愿意悔改。
I thank you that you died on the cross to pay for the wages of my sin.
我感谢你为了偿还我的罪债而死在十字架上。
Accept me into your paradise.
请你接纳我，让我能进入天堂。
In your name, Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。如何做一个合神心意的父母，是我们每一个家长需要学习的功课。父母以身作则，才能成为儿女的榜样。圣经说，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为上帝的儿子。求神恩待我们，努力在神的话语上追求长进，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会。愿神赐福您。